We're speaking with Chief Stone, U of I Police Chief. You've been here almost 2 months now, just a few days short of that since you officially took over here. What's the last 2 months been like for you?
It's been great. I've met a lot of great people and getting to learn the campus for all the students come back.
What any surprises from your perspective? You've been in law enforcement for a long time. You've been on campus, OSU, before here. But any surprises, any unexpected things, just as you've learned the layout of this campus and learned the job here?
It's a very large campus, and, you know, jurisdiction goes in Urbana and Champaign and Savoy, so that's very unique and interesting.
You know, how difficult has it been to learn the jurisdictions and kind of where the boundaries are when it's a U of I PD jurisdiction? It's sometimes you're really close to where it's Champaign or where it's Urbana or where it's Savoy.
Well, a lot of people have been helpful to me in explaining landmarks, which makes it easy, or streets. And, of course, we have jurisdiction wherever we have property at, so that makes it helpful as well.
You came from OSU, obviously. It's a big campus as well. Columbus is a big city. Any similarities, because Columbus is such a big city, where Champaign-Urbana, it's a decent-sized community, obviously, but not the size of Columbus?
There are similarities to both campuses, you know, high population of students and employees, and, you know, mission similar, land-grant public universities.
Well, I know one of the new things that's going to happen here shortly is the rolling out of body cameras. And is that one thing you've had at other departments you've been at before here?
Had it at Cleveland State, had it at Ohio State, and actually my former employer, Columbus Division of Police, are now going to them. It's pretty much a trend in policing and identified best practice.
Why do you think they've just grown over the last several years as U of I is about to join the other ranks in the local community, local police departments that have it? Why do you think they're so important to have?
Well, with the advent of cameras, the phone cameras have shown incidents where, you know, police misconduct or perceived police misconduct has occurred, and that goes viral. And sometimes that phone video footage does not capture the whole incident. So I think body-worn cameras worn by officers will help tell the story of what occurred, but it still may require some interpretation, because you may not know why the officer was called to that scene or what the conduct was before the camera actually starts rolling.
And I know that the cameras, you know, they're not on a swivel like your head. You know, they don't move like that. So they're just kind of there wherever you guys may have them, but they don't, so they can't see every single thing. That's another factor. You kind of listed several there where, you know, they just can't cover every single thing that happens at a scene.
Michael, that's a good point. So the camera is only going to show you what the camera sees. It's not going to show you what the officer is actually seeing. For example, the camera is showing you in 2D as far as depth, but the human eye is picking up 3D. So you may be picking up signals of a potential threat that the camera may not pick up.
Do you know when you're going to roll those out? I know that work is going on right now to try to get those done before school starts. Do you have a date yet, or are you still trying to fine-tune that?
Yeah, we're working to get everyone trained and get them deployed by the time school starts.
How many officers will have them? Do you know that number yet?
All of the officers are police officers.
How many officers do you have here at the department now?
We're currently in a process of accepting applications, and so we're trying to get up to our authorized strength of 65 sworn officers.
And what are you at right now?
Oh, about 62.
So is that just below what you guys want to be at? So is that a good number in your mind, because you're not too short?
That's a good manageable number, and we also have security officers and student employees who assist us as well. Champaign County Sheriff's Office, Urbana Police, and Champaign Police also assist us on a regular basis.
One of the incidents that happened shortly after your arrival was the Samuel Applebaum shooting, officer-involved shooting. Do you have any updates on that investigation and where things stand with that right now?
No, the state police has conducting that investigation, so it's not final yet.
Do you have an expectation when they might finish their investigation?
No, I don't.
Yeah, I'm sure you dealt with that in Ohio, where the state police, they do what they need to do and they take their time, and you guys don't rush them, I would imagine.
Correct. Needs to be a thorough investigation. Anytime there's a police-involved shooting, you know, a lot of witness to interview, and evidence to collect, and put the case together.
Are the U of I PD officers, are they back on duty, or are they still on off duty?
Yeah, they're back to work.
Okay. When did they come back?
They were off for about 2 weeks.
2 weeks, okay. Another thing that you're probably familiar with, no matter where you've been, at least on the campus atmosphere, is the bicycle thefts. And you know, here there's they've been doing stings with GPS, you know, tracking down bikes. And how has that gone in the 2 months that you've been here?
It's been very effective. So we're hoping that we're sending a message out to the bad guys that this is not the place to do crime, because you never know when we're watching, and we'll catch you.
Why do you think bicycle thefts are, to me, just from a reporter's perspective, without doing, you know, any investigative digging, that it just seems like it's the biggest, one of the bigger crimes on campus in terms of just being, in terms of theft at least?
Well, it's easy for someone to sell it at a secondhand store or sell it to a scrap yard and get some money for quick cash if someone has a drug problem.
One of the Clery Act, we're speaking with U of I Police Chief Craig Stone, new police chief. The Clery Act deals with you guys releasing information when there's crime on campus, with the Illini alerts, with the Applebaum shooting, there wasn't one put out. When there's a sexual assault on campus, there's somewhat information put out. In terms of the Illini alerts and when those go out, how do you guys decide and judge when you should put those out? Because you want to make sure there's actual an incident that students can be worried about?
Well, we you know, required to follow the federal guidelines, and if it happens on campus or if it happens on property across from campus, you know, we evaluate that and determine if it meets the guidelines, whether to put it out or not. And so we're constantly evaluating the information we get and determine whether or not it meets the guidelines to put it out.
I would imagine to make sure that you don't want to create a scare that's not necessary, because it's probably one of your bigger fears is people just tuning the alerts out, I would imagine.
Well, a lot of things people may not be aware of, that if you make an apprehension, well, you know, you don't need to put an alert out because there's no longer an ongoing threat to the campus community.
Just recently, you guys had a medical supply drill at State Farm Center. Kind of how did that go, and what did you guys learn from that?
Had about 150 volunteers that assisted us, so that was very great that the campus community came out to support us in that endeavor. And so that allowed us to review our operations, and there's going to be an after-action meeting to discuss the things we saw that we can improve on. So in the event of a real incident where we have to dispense or assist the public, we can do it even better.
International student safety is something that's been kind of in high profile the last year plus. Before you guys, obviously, with the kidnapping and killing of a Chinese student, one of your officers recently went over to South Korea. Just the importance of that and going over there and talking about safety on this campus, that was the first time this department's gone over there. What did that mean to the department to kind of be involved in something like that?
I think that was a very good idea that we can be involved with educating international students actually before they even get to the United States, because, you know, there's a cultural difference. And we can also learn about them as well before they get here and just give them some safety tips and things they need to be aware of and be conscious of, because we can keep the campus safer if everyone helps us keep them safe. For example, if someone sees something that doesn't look right, suspicious activity, suspicious person, call us so we can act on that information.
Well, I know we could just go here pretty quickly, but football season's almost here. You're used to dealing with six-figure crowds at Ohio State games. It's a smaller stadium here. Does anything change from your standpoint in preparation for football Saturdays because of the smaller crowds, or is it still the same approach for you?
Still the same approach. We want to have a family-friendly environment. want everyone safe. You know, we're concerned about the traffic of people getting in and getting out. So it's the same for public safety to work with all of our partners at the federal, state, county, and local level. We want to make sure everyone's safe.
Did you, final question for you, did you pack away your OSU gear in a box somewhere and store it in out of view of people?
Gave it all away, and as you can see, I got the Illini in my office and bought a lot of gear from the bookstore, so I'm ready.
All right. Chief, anything else you'd like to add?
And go Illini.